Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Mother, we'll bet your family says this sound is music to the ears, the sound of a Kroger Tender Ray steak sizzling as it broils to a luscious brown. And what a thrill to cut into that rich red meat and taste the buttery tenderness and delicious freshness of Kroger Tender Ray steak. Yes, it's the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've served or your money back. So visit your Kroger store and get a delicious tender roast or a big juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's always fresh, always tender. The finest beef value in town. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has never been involved in a romance, serious or otherwise, that threatens more problems than her romance with 17-year-old Windy Day. It's only Windy, of course, who considers it a romance. As Windy told Penny the other night,
I've searched the desert wilderness of life and found an oasis that is not a shimmering mirage, but a lot of green richness that means my very life itself. You're that oasis, Penny. You.
That's how Windy feels about Penny. But Penny's feelings toward Windy, though sympathetic, are quite different. As she said to her stepfather only yesterday,
Jed, Windy's so sincere, it's pathetic. That's why I can't hurt him. But I have to do something about him. The community center's going to open next week, and not one of Rossville's youngsters will come near the place because they think I've taken Windy away from Hazel Peters.
So, faced with the prospect of opening the center to a town full of hostile youngsters, Penny comes home this evening rather sadly. As she opens the door, young Nora Lang calls from the living room.
Freddie, is that you?
No, Nora, it's Penny.
Oh, I thought it was Freddie with Helen Burroughs.
Is Helen Burroughs in town?
Oh, she's supposed to get here today. Freddie got a card from her this morning that said she was coming into Rossville on the evening train.
Oh, I see.
So Freddie went down to the station to pick her up. And I guess they'll be here any minute.
You what, darling?
Nothing. It isn't important. Penny, what's the matter?
Nothing, Nora. I'm just a little tired, I guess.
You're upset about something.
Yes, I am. Nora, the community center's going to open next week, and... Look, darling, it isn't your problem. I suppose my worrying about it isn't going to help very much.
Did I get any mail this afternoon?
Oh, a few bills and an ad from Martin's drugstore. They're having a sale.
That's all. Nothing from Johnny Keith.
Penny, do you think I'd talk about bills and an ad from Martin's drugstore if you had a letter from Johnny Keith? Crickets!
No, of course you wouldn't. I do wish I'd hear from him, though. Nora, why doesn't he write and say when he's going to be in Rossville? So unfair of him to keep me wondering.
I think men like to keep us guessing, Penny. We have them guessing so much of the time.
I wonder if we have him guessing as much as we think we have. Oh, darling, this is really no laughing matter. I've had Johnny's return to Rossville on my mind so much I'm getting upset about it.
Well, then why don't you do what your mother suggested the other day? Send him a cablegram and ask him.
I'm almost at the point where I'm going to have to do that, Nora, whether I want to or not.
Crickets, Penny, why don't you want to?
You know why I don't, Nora. You know how you'd feel if... Well, I suppose it wouldn't be the same if you seemed anxious to know when you were going to see Freddie. He'd been away for a long time. But it's different with Johnny, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't see where it's any different at all. You and Johnny have been such good friends for so many years that... Oh, I'd think he'd be flattered to know you were so anxious to see him.
He might get the wrong idea about it, though, Nora.
Oh.
I don't want Johnny to think I'm so interested in him that I... But, well, you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean. But I don't agree with you if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, not you too.
Well, then I'm not the only one who thinks you might still think as much of Johnny as you are.
No, Lang, you're just like everybody else. I show the slightest interest in someone, and you think it's love.
I know it was love with Johnny a long time ago.
With the accent on a long time ago.
He's awfully nice, Penny.
And so is Jed, but I'm certainly not in love with him the way I...
The way you're in love with Dr. Evans?
No, I'm not in love with Joel. Not yet. There's no place for love in...
I'm sorry, Penny. It's still Barry, isn't it? And it always will be.
No, darling. No, it isn't Barry anymore. I've managed to get over that. I'm not loving him, of course, but losing him. And losing him in such a way that I can never have him back or see him again. No, Nora. No, the memory of Barry Carlton isn't what keeps me from being in love. It's other things. The problems of...
Oh,
I'll get it.
All right. Hello?
Is Penny there?
This is Penny.
Oh, hello, Penny. You know who this is, don't you? It's me. I mean, it's I.
Hello, Wendy.
You do know who it is then, don't you, Penny? Oh, I love to say your name. Penny.
Oh, look.
It's such a beautiful name. I keep saying Penny, Penny, over and over again. Father thinks I'm playing Penny, Penny, who's got the penny, and Mother thinks I'm not.
Well, I agree. It must seem rather strange to hear someone going around saying Penny all the time.
It's my inspiration. Penny.
Well, perhaps you'd better make it a little less audible. Look, Wendy, I can't talk to you right now.
Oh,
I'm
but
very...
you have to, Penny. It's very important. And I have to see you right away.
But, Wendy, I can't
see you.
It's
about our conversation the other day when I told you how I... You remember what we talked about, don't you?
Oh, yes. I'll never forget it. Not one word of it.
I was hoping you'd say
no,
that.
No, Wendy, you misunderstand
You're
me.
Wrong,
I didn't
Penny.
Mean what you...
There can never be any misunderstanding between us. There's some electric spark between us that insures us against all misunderstanding.
Oh, Wendy, maybe we better have a talk about it.
Oh, then you will talk to me. Oh, I knew you would. I'll be right over.
No, Wendy, listen,
That's
I
all right.
can't see
don't
you now.
Don't tell at all. Come over on my motorcycle. So
no,
I'll
Wendy,
be there
you don't understand. I can't see you now.
Telephone to the door. Goodbye.
Wendy, listen, I can't see you. Wendy. Oh. Golly.
What's the matter, Penny?
Wendy Day insists on coming right over. He'll be here any minute at the rate of speed he drives that motorcycle of his. Oh, no.
Cricket, is he here already?
Oh, he couldn't have made it that fast. Unless he was next door when he phoned. Nora, look, you answer the door, and if it's Wendy, entertain him for a while.
Oh, but Penny, I hardly even know him.
Well, after 60 seconds with him, I'm going upstairs to collect my thoughts before I talk to
all
him.
All right.
I'll have to do something about that Wendy Day. Soon.
I'll see what I can do with him, Penny. Oh, Cricket, do you have to ring the doorbell 100 times? Oh.
Hello.
Oh. Hello,
The name's Helen, Helen Burroughs.
Helen? Oh, come on in.
You don't have to tell me. I can guess you're Nora.
Yes, I am. Well, come in, come in. Oh, where's Freddie?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, didn't he meet you at the station?
You know he didn't. You probably wouldn't let him.
Well, but I sent him down to get you, Helen, and when he left, he said that's where he was going.
Well, he wasn't there. I waited an hour, but I shouldn't have waited 5 minutes. I didn't know he'd make me lug this suitcase all the way up here alone.
I'm sorry.
Where can I dump this undersized trunk?
Well, just put it down right here, Helen.
Yeah, gonna have to.
And here, let me help you take off your coat.
I can take it off myself, thanks, when I'm ready to. Not warm enough yet. This rag I call a coat wouldn't keep a breeze out. There's a tornado blowing out there.
Well, you do look awfully cold. Would you like some hot coffee?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. At least there'll be something warm about the reception I got.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry Freddie didn't meet you at the station, Helen. Something must have happened.
Yeah, sure. What happened is just what I expected to happen. You invite me up to Rossville, and they make me feel as welcome as a poor relation.
Oh, no, Helen, believe me.
Well, I'm not a relation, but I am poor. Say, you're pretty cute.
Well, I think I'm just a little too, a little too much on the way to becoming a mother to be called cute.
You're cute anyhow. Freddie said you were going to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When's it going to happen?
Not for several months yet.
Oh, still got a long wait.
Yes.
It must be okay to be married and pretty great to know you're going to have a kid. How about that coffee, huh?
Oh, sure. Let's go in the kitchen and have some together.
Wait a minute. The kitchen, huh? Little Helen doesn't get met, and then she has to have a coffee in the kitchen.
Oh, no, Helen, it's nothing like that.
Skip it. I know this ain't your house, and you've got to be careful who you bring into it.
No,
really,
Helen.
Okay. But I want to know why your husband thinks he's too good to meet me at the station.
Well, I'm sure that...
And I better get a good answer from him, or he'll hear a couple of good answers.
Hello, Penny.
Well, Wendy, it didn't take you long to get here, did it?
A little longer than it should have. I had three red lights, and I had to stop for one of them.
Oh, just for one of the three, hmm? Why did you bother to stop for that one?
I had a tinge of conscience. I'll stop on a couple of green lights someday to make up for the two red lights I went
Wendy,
through.
Wendy, you shouldn't go through red lights. You might be hurt in an accident someday.
Oh, no, I'll never be hurt in an accident. When I'm on my motorcycle, everybody in town knows enough to get out of the way when they hear me
yes,
coming.
Yes, but just the same, Wendy. We'll talk about you and your motorcycle some other time.
My cycle seems like something in the dimming and long ago days of my boyhood when I'm with you, Penny.
Oh, don't rush your cycle into your memories, Wendy. It'll be there soon enough. You said you wanted to talk to me. Oh, well, what about?
I'm a man alone, Penny.
Oh.
A man who is outside the crowd because of his convictions.
What are you talking about?
Nobody speaks to me. Hazel, Sally, Harriet, Keeter, Sneezy, Dead Duck, Fuzzy, and even Hazel's pop-eyed cousin Hester. None of them will have anything to do with me.
Well, why not?
Because they're children and I'm a man, I suppose.
Wendy. Wendy, don't you think it's for another reason?
Yes, it is. And I'm sorry about it, too. It's because of us. And when the community center opens next week, I guess you and I are going to be the only two people there.
Yes, so I understand.
I'm awfully sorry, Penny. I know that, well, I know the cause of it, and I'm...
And what, Wendy? You want the community center to be a success, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Especially opening day.
Yeah.
And you don't like being ignored by your friends, do you?
No.
And you don't want them to think wrong things about us, I'm sure.
Well, of course I don't.
Well, then, what do you think we can do about it?
Nothing, Penny.
Oh, but look, Wendy, I...
What can we do, Penny? Oh. Our paths have crossed, and we're destined to go the rest of life's road together.
Oh, Wendy, you...
Let them be cruel. Let them turn away from us. Let the failure of the community center be sacrificed for a far greater thing. We mustn't care what others think or do, as long as we have each other.
So just when Penny thought her troubles with Windy Day were over, she finds the problem even worse than ever. Will nothing happen to save Penny from embarrassment the day the center opens? And why didn't Freddie meet Helen Burroughs at the train? What kind of trouble will Helen's arrival cause? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Who knows the answer to this question? What beef is always fresh, always tender? Why, of course, you know it's Kroger Tender Ray beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. You know it's always tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. So buy Kroger Tender Ray beef soon. And when you do, you'll find Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Don't forget, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. But ladies, remember that the only place you can get famous Kroger Tender Ray beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. For the beef that's always fresh, always tender, Kroger Tender Ray beef is an exclusive Kroger value. And keep in mind, too, the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. So to get the finest beef value in town, get Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store. Join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.